Tell me what Jerome has brought to Tangerine Dream since he joined you.
Fresh air.
Yeah. In what sense?
It's well, what do you have, you know, to cut that off right away from the very beginning? It's not sort of an usual father-son relationship. It's a sort of an ongoing procedure between two musicians who respect and like each other. And we are partners on any level of business and music. And so we... In most of the cases, we do trust each other and respect each other, and therefore, it's very good to work with him, you know. And he is, you know, accidentally my son, but in the first place, he's a good colleague.
Jerome, I presume you grew up with your father's music, so that it really became a part of your life, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I mean, when I was born, Tangerine Dream was just founded, you know. So I was on every concert. And I traveled with the group, so I was, if you say so, a very early member of the band.
You were. Did your father always encourage you to play keyboards, or was that a decision you made?
Oh, no, that was my own decision. So, I mean, synthesizers were all around me my whole life, so it was very close that I tried to play on it, you know.
And did you take to the instruments quite naturally?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.